President Donald Trump is expected to sign an executive order Wednesday to prioritize and free up federal funding for school choice programs. School choice allows families to access schools beyond their local option, including private schools. Trump's executive order directs the Department of Education to prioritize school choice programs through discretionary money. In addition, the order directs the Department of Education to issue guidance to states on how to use federal funding formulas, which determine how much money to allocate to districts and schools supporting their K through 12 scholarship programs. The order also directs the Department of Health and Human Services to give guidance on how states receiving block grants for families and children can use those funds to support private and faith-based institutions. It also orders Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth to submit a plan for how military families can use Defense Department funds to send their kids to the school of their choice. Interior Secretary nominee Doug Burgum would also be ordered to submit a plan on how families who rely on that agency's Bureau of Indian Education Schools can use federal funds to attend the school of their choice. The executive order comes as the Department of Education marks National School Choice Week, highlighting what it calls education freedom. The department says school choice empowers parents and guardians to pursue the best learning environment for their children. Critics of school choice argue that it hurts public schools. When a student leaves a public school to attend elsewhere, the district loses local, state, and federal tax dollars that use attendance as a funding metric, giving parents financial help to do so. Public education advocates say drains district budgets that could be used for more and higher paid educators. New numbers from the National Assessment of Educational Progress, also called the Nation's Report Card, show that while American students have made some improvement in math, their reading scores are still significantly down, even lower than before the COVID-19 pandemic. The assessment scores students on three levels: basic, proficient, and advanced. And the data shows eighth grade students scoring below the basic category was the largest in the assessment's history. It's not clear if the Office of Management and Budget's directive to temporarily pause federal assistance would affect educational grant programs. A federal judge has issued a temporary freeze on the order. The Senate still has not confirmed Trump's nominee to head the Department of Education, Linda McMahon. Trump has called McMahon a fierce advocate for parents' rights and said she would work hard as education secretary to expand school choice.